It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. April 23rd. 1964 is where we're going to start. The National Bureau of Standards retires SEAC, which is the Standards Eastern Automatic Computer, which was built in Washington 15 years earlier. SEAC was the first computer to use all diode logic, which is a technology more reliable than vacuum tubes. 1994, physicists at the Department of Energy's Fermi National Accelerator Laboratory discovered the subatomic particle called the top quark. 1996, Microsoft releases Internet Explorer 2.0 web browser for Macintosh. If you were running Mac OS 7.0.1 or higher, you could install that onto your machine. 1997, Kot Lang ceases development of the Renegade BBS. He passes it on to two Renegade BBS utility authors, Patrick Spence and Gary Hall. In 1999, the Carnegie Mellon University's Computer Emergency Response Team warns computer users that a new virus called CIH, otherwise is known as the Chernobyl or Space Filler, may strike on Monday, April 26th, and essentially erase data on disk drives. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. You know you want a drone. You're a techie kind of person. You like to have fun outdoors, and it is getting warmer now. It's kind of like when you were a kid and you got that first RC car, except this one flies. Connect the camera and record around your house. You can go to your park and put together some great videos of your kids playing ball, flying kites, and more. You can even get the ball or the kite's perspective. If you go over to geekazine.com/DJI, geekazine.com/DJI, you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom 2. It's the one that I have and use all around Madison here. Then go out to the park and have yourself some fun. Geeky fun with DJI Technologies and the Phantom 2 drone. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. 2001, Intel releases the 1.6 GHz Pentium 4 processor, $294. Intel also releases the 1.7 GHz Pentium 4 processor. It was set for $352, and when it debuts, the PC incorporating the chip is selling for just $1,800. They also cut prices on the 1.3, 1.4, and 1.5 Pentium 4 prices, bringing the chip underneath the $1,000 mark. Now, a year ago, in 2000, the 1 gigahertz chip cost $1,299. Also in 2001, Yahoo launches Yahoo Broadcast. 2002, the mobile Pentium 4M is released. Processor includes SpeedStep and Deeper Sleep Technologies. No hyper-threading in the processor. 2003, registration of the .pro top-level domain begins. It included cpa.pro, law.pro, and .med.pro. 2004, Perl 5.8.4 is released. In 2008, Microsoft releases Vista Service Pack 1. Circuit City's financial department tells Blockbuster it cannot finance a purchase like Circuit City. And Comcast backs out of a joint venture possibility with Sprint Nextel. And in 2009, Ubuntu 9.04 is released. T-Mobile announces that they've sold 1 million G1 Android phones. Apple announces that they've officially served the 1 billionth application. Connor Mulcahy downloaded the Bump application on his iPhone, and in result, would get an iPod Touch, $10,000 iTunes gift card, Time Capsule, and MacBook Pro. And Apple retail stores release 1,600 employees from the Apple stores, that is, due to economy issues. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.